Here at Jewish Rock Radio, we care about the meaning and the action behind Jewish music. Every week on Jewish Rock Radio, we feature a series of provocative shows hosted by top artists in Jewish life, dedicated to enriching your knowledge about Jewish artists, their music, and the impact they're having on our world today. Up next on Jewish Rock Radio, join us for Jewish Holiday Remix with host Jacob Spike Krause. Jewish Holiday Remix explores the hidden and the holy in the music of our holidays. Get ready for an unexpected musical look behind your favorite holidays. You're listening to Jewish Rock Radio and Jewish Holiday Remix with Jacob Spike Krause.
What is happening, world? This is Jacob Spike Krause, and I'm so excited to tell you that right now, at this moment, you're listening to a brand new Jewish Rock Radio show, Jewish Holiday Remix, exploring the hidden and the holy in the music of our holidays. We're going to be exploring the themes and unexpected connections hiding just beneath the surface of some of our favorite holiday songs, as well as contemporary Jewish songs that are reinterpreting holidays in new and exciting ways. This week is our inaugural episode, so bon voyage, which I think is the correct usage of that term. I don't know because I never learned French. So welcome into this journey with me. This week, on our first episode, we are going to be diving into Tu Bishvat, the new year of the trees. So how much do you really know about Tu Bishvat? Like, really know? Beyond the fact that it's, you know, the, quote, birthday of the trees. Do you know why we mark a birthday of the trees, or how we celebrate it, or how that celebration has evolved over time? Tu Bishvat is a holiday with remarkable depth, and on today's episode, we are going to dive deep. On the surface, Tu Bishvat is a day to recognize and marvel at God's creation as we celebrate the birthday of the trees and enjoy the fruits of the earth. We give thanks for the incredible natural world around us. Baruch Ata Adonai Eloheinu Melech HaOlam Oseh Ma'aseh Bereishit. Blessed are you, Adonai, ruler of the universe, who has made this work of creation. That is the blessing we say when we see natural wonders all around us. Thunder and lightning, vast oceans and winding rivers, towering mountains and shooting stars. On Tu Bishvat, as we celebrate a new year for trees, we are grateful for all the natural wonders that surround us every day. So here is Nature Blessing from Rabbi Noam Katz on Jewish Rock Radio, the official home of Jewish Rock.
Melech HaOlam, HaOlam. Melech Haolam Haolam Hosem Maaseh Bereishit Maaseh Bereishit Hosem Maaseh Bereishit my separation, Jose, my separation, amen, 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 amen,
was Nature Blessing by Rabbi Noam Katz off his album After the Flood. I'm your host, Jacob Spike Krause, and you are listening to Jewish Holiday Remix on Jewish Rock Radio. All right, y'all, so let's dive deep. Why do we even bother marking a birthday for trees? Well, the roots of this holiday are actually set in rabbinic Jewish law. So the Torah lays out strict rules about when crops can and can't be harvested. You're not supposed to eat the fruit of a tree within its first 3 years of life. In a crop's first, second, fourth, and fifth year, you're supposed to bring a percentage of your crop as a tithe to the temple in Jerusalem, while in the third and the sixth year, that tithe was substituted with a tithe for the poor. And then the seventh year was meant for rest, mimicking the 6 days of creation, and then God rested on the seventh day. That's why we have Shabbat. So, Tu B'Shvat was a really important date in determining which of your crops are harvestable, what you can keep for yourself, and what you have to give to others. Think about that for a second, because Tu B'Shvat isn't a biblical holiday. It doesn't come from the Torah. The rabbis created this holiday, and they created a holiday around calculating how we are supposed to provide food for those who can't feed themselves. So the birthday of the trees truly comes with a focus on food justice, on economic justice. In the blessing after meals, Birkat HaMazon, we say, Nar hayiti vegam zakanti, velo ra'iti tzadik ne'ezav, vizaro mevakesh lachem. I was young, but now I am old, now I have grown. I have never seen the righteous forsaken, nor their children begging for bread. Now, in certain communities, those words during Birkat HaMazon are mumbled instead of spoken outright, because the truth is sometimes we do see righteous people hungry or homeless or without enough food to feed their families, often without good rhyme or reason. Tu B'Shvat marks more than simply a new year for trees. It reminds us that we as Jews have an obligation to look after those who can't feed themselves, that trees grow older as we grow wiser, and together we can feed the less fortunate. So with that in mind, here is Nar Hayiti by Rabbi Josh Warshawski on Jewish Rock Radio, the official home of Jewish rock.
So deep, thought I'd been swallowed in the sound. Get up, you'd say, and face your fears. Wash your face and dry your tears. You swore you'd always be around. I try and try with all my might. I'd risk my life to do what's right, but I can't do it all alone. So I'll walk the path we'd set for me. Breadcrumbs that lead from A to B. There's still some hope, we'll find our home.
Narayiti Vegam Sakanti Velorayiti Sadik Neza Narayiti Vegam Sakanti Velorayiti Sadik.
Time I'd hear the music in my soul. The time is here, the time is now. We'll make this right again somehow. We'll find a way to make you whole.
I try and try with all my might. I'd risk my life to do what's right, but I can't do it all alone. So I walk the path we'd set for me. Breadcrumbs that lead from A to B. There's still some hope, we'll find our home. Sorry.
that was Nar Haiti by Rabbi Josh Warshawski off his album Ma Rabu. And I am your host, Jacob Spike Krause. You happen to be listening to Jewish Holiday Remix, the inaugural episode, here on Jewish Rock Radio. As Tu B'Shvat evolves over the centuries, new customs emerge. It was customary for parents who had born children during the preceding year to plant special seedlings on the 15th of Shvat. Oh, and since I don't think we hit this at the top of the show, the name Tu B'Shvat is actually an acronym for when the holiday falls on the Jewish calendar. So Tu, which is spelled Tet Vav, adds up to 15 in Gematria, which is our ancient system where the letters of the alphabet have numeric values assigned to them. 2, 15, and Shvat is the fifth month of the Jewish calendar, the month we're in right now. So Tu B'Shvat stands for the 15th of Shvat. Cool? Cool. All right, back to planting. So parents are planting for newborn children from the preceding year. Cedars are planted for boys, cypress trees for girls. When the children grew up and married, branches from these trees were cut down and used as part of the chuppah, the marriage canopy. Some Israelis actually still continue that tradition today. It's a beautiful way to tie our current celebrations of Tu B'Shvat to these ancient traditions. The planting of trees represents hope for the future. Seeds take decades to turn into fruit-bearing trees, but they're planted with the hope that in the future, something beautiful will grow. It's the same way with our loved ones, right? Like a tree, our relationships must be nourished and cared for so that they too can grow into something beautiful. In that way, Tu B'Shvat, the new year of the trees, kind of also stands for the hope for our love's future. In Song of Songs, his love song for God, King David wrote, "Ani ledodi vedodi li, I am my beloved's and my beloved is mine." Words that are actually often inscribed on the inside of wedding rings. And the line continues, Haroe Bashoshanim, the one who gazes among the lilies. So the beauty of David's love is reflected in the natural world surrounding him. Nature becomes a symbol for overwhelming love all throughout Shir HaShirim, Song of Songs. This Tu B'Shvat, right now, try and be swept up in the love that surrounds you, in the beauty that surrounds you, in the natural world that surrounds you. So with a musical setting for those beautiful words, here is Ani LeDodi by the Jewish a cappella supergroup 613 on Jewish Rock Radio, the official home of Jewish Rock.
Patachti Ani LeDodi V'Dodi Chamak Avar Nafshi Yatz'a B'Dabro B'Gashti V'Lo Metzati. Don't leave me, don't leave me.
do di do di li haro e ba sho shani ani li do di do di li haro e ba sho shani
You know, you're not a real fan until you fan us on Facebook. Come on, let's be friends.
Jewish Rock Radio. Jewish Rock Radio is listener supported. We count on your support to provide the ultimate in Jewish rock. Visit www.jewishrockradio.com/support and pledge your support today.
Welcome back, everybody. This is Jacob Spike Kraus, and right now, at this very moment, you're listening to a brand new Jewish Rock Radio show called Jewish Holiday Remix. Here we're exploring the hidden and the holy in the music of our holidays. This week, our inaugural episode, we're taking a deep dive into the subtler themes of Tu B'Shvat, the birthday of the trees. And welcome, everyone, to the Kids Corner. I have decided that as the host of the show and curator of the playlist, each episode I'm going to feature one song in particular that shifts the way we teach about these holidays to our kids. This week, that song is Stand Up by Chava Morel. Of course, there are the classic tree songs for Tu B'Shvat, but what if we took this opportunity to reframe Tu B'Shvat for the next generation to be about social justice? After all, we just traced the roots of this holiday back to giving to the poor. Instead of economic justice, though, Stand Up shifts the conversation to one about environmental justice. We stand for the earth, so we better stand for her together, Chava sings. On the birthday of the trees, we have an opportunity to teach our children about the Jewish commandment to protect and guard the earth. It's literally our very first commandment, right? God puts Adam and Eve in the Garden of Eden to protect and defend her. Le'ovda ul'shomra. Tu B'Shvat is a moment to go deeper than just, what kind of a tree are you? Side note, I would definitely be a pine tree. They're incredible and easy to climb. It is kind of poetic in a sense, right? We often plant trees that we will not get to see the fruits of, just as we may not see the direct impact of teaching our children the importance of environmentalism. But if we teach the next generation about protecting the world around them, we're not only doing a benefit to the world, we are truly tapping the essence of Tu B'Shvat. And so with a song that inspires me to literally get up and run through a wall just to save the planet, here is Stand Up by Chava Morel on Jewish Rock Radio, the official home of Jewish rock.
We stand on the earth, so we better stand for her together. We stand on the earth, so we better stand for her together. Stand up for mother, stand up for each other. Stand up for mother, stand up for each other. We were put in this paradise, it's our job to guard her life. We were put in this paradise, it's our job to guard her life. Stand up for mother, stand up for each other. Stand up for mother, stand up for each other.
Oh,
That was Stand Up by Chava Morel off the compilation album Together as One, New Songs of Social Justice. And I highly recommend checking out that album and all of the albums that I'm sharing on this show in your own free time. But who am I? I'm your host, Jacob Spike Krause. And right now, you're listening to Jewish Holiday Remix here on Jewish Rock Radio. So traditionally, the Tu B'Shvat Seder begins with the following words. May all the sparks scattered by our hands, or by the hands of our ancestors, or by the sin of the first human against the fruit of the tree, be returned and included in the majestic might of the Tree of Life. What in the world does any of that have to do with tithes for the poor, or trees at all, for that matter? Remember, the Tu B'Shvat Seder, which is an actual Seder modeled off the Passover Seder, comes way later than the creation of Tu B'Shvat as a holiday. The Seder was created by the Kabbalists of Tzfat in the 16th century as a way to bring the world closer to spiritual perfection and thus closer to God. The tithes and the Second Temple were long gone by then, but the concept of Tikkun Olam, repairing the world, was more present than ever. See, Kabbalah teaches that during the creation of the world, God's light filled a giant vessel. The vessel, though, was unable to contain such divine light, and it shattered, and its pieces spread all over the earth. The mystics teach that our job is to repair this vessel, literally finding these scattered sparks of light and making the vessel and the world whole again, which is where we get Tikkun Olam, repairing the world. We see this creed reflected in the mystical aspects of our Tu B'Shvat Seder. The different fruits we eat represent four spiritual realms, each one bringing us closer to spiritual purity. The first world, Asiyah, action, is represented by fruits with an inedible shell, but an edible interior, think like an orange, requiring us to engage in physical work on the outside to find nourishment on the inside. The physical work of reassembling the shattered sparks of creation is the first step on our journey to spiritual perfection. It's not our responsibility to complete all the work, but we have to do our part. If there's a spark of light in you, build a fire, stoke the flames, and shine it through. To share that message, here's the song Builders by Noah Diamonstein on Jewish Rock Radio, the official home of Jewish Rock.
In you, build a fire, stoke the flame, shine it through. If you know the path, mark the trail, light the way to the truth. For today will soon be gone, and there's so much work. Know the struggle will be worth it. Give it all that you've got left. It's the wise among us who will build the world. So we'll rely on them and keep our trust in God. Our teachers draw the blueprint for a better world. And if we listen well, yehi binyan.
That was Builders by Noah Diamonstein off his debut album, Ashira Ladonai. I'm your host, Jacob Spike Krause, and right now, you're still here listening to Jewish Holiday Remix on Jewish Rock Radio. All right, so what exactly is the connection now between spirituality, sparks of light, and the holiday that came about for trees and tithes for the poor? So originally, Tu B'Shvat was a time when Jews would calculate and determine what tithes to give to support the temple and the poor, those who could not feed themselves. Tzedakah, charity, or giving tzedakah, is one way of regathering those lost sparks of divine light from the Kabbalists' teachings. Okay, so that makes sense, but where does the tree come in? Well, the Kabbalists, led by Rabbi Yitzhak Luria, created the Seder around the day of Tu B'Shvat in order to celebrate the Kabbalistic Tree of Life, which is this theory. It's a diagram that maps out the spheres that the Kabbalists believe are a path to getting closer to God. And that's about as far as I'm going to even attempt to explain the Kabbalistic Tree of Life without years and years of mystical study and learning. So check back with me in like 50 years and maybe I'll know more. But this shouldn't be enough to make the connection clear. What better holiday is there to celebrate our spiritual journeys and this Kabbalistic Tree of Life than the New Year of the Trees? We often refer to the Torah, to our Torah, as our Eitz Chaim, our Tree of Life. Through its words, its stories, and lessons, we're able to connect ourselves to past generations and begin our journey towards perfecting ourselves. So here is Eitz Chaim by Perry Smilo on Jewish Rock Radio, the official home of Jewish rock.
Mama,
Can't get enough Jewish rock? Visit us online at jewishrockradio.com. Jewish Rock Radio is listener supported. We count on your support to provide the ultimate in Jewish rock. Visit www.jewishrockradio.com/support and pledge your support today.
Welcome back, everyone. This is Jacob Spike Krause, and you're listening to a brand new Jewish rock radio show called Jewish Holiday Remix. We're exploring the hidden and the holy in the music of our holidays. This week, the inaugural episode. Episode numero uno. Echad, the first one. This week, we're taking a deep dive into the subtler themes of Tu B'Shvat, the birthday of the trees. Originally, Tu B'Shvat in Israel was marked by bringing fruit offerings to the Holy Temple. Now, after the destruction of the Second Temple in like 70 CE, Jews were dispersed throughout the diaspora, and they could no longer bring those offerings to the Temple in Jerusalem. So Tu B'Shvat morphs into something new, something a lot more personal, right? Fruits native to Israel that were traditionally brought as tithes to connect us to God through the Temple became fruits that we would now enjoy ourselves in a feast or later on in a Seder. This new celebration of Tu B'Shvat gave people a way to connect to God through Israel, though they themselves may not have physically been there. The Tu B'Shvat connection to the land of Israel carries through to this day, 2020 y'all, with communities all over the world planting trees in Israel through the Jewish National Fund. So many trees, in fact, that fun fact, Israel is consistently the only country in the world with an annual net growth of trees. How you like them apples, y'all? International communities have come to describe Tu B'Shvat as Israel's Arbor Day, a day for planting trees, though the roots of the festival aren't really about planting trees at all, like we've discussed. In a way, Tu B'Shvat has this underlying theme of resiliency and adaptability. Now we celebrate planting and sowing seeds in a world barreling in the opposite direction. And the way that we celebrate Tu B'Shvat now represents our people's ingenuity, how we continually find ways to bring ourselves closer to God and to mark our sacred occasions even when we are far from our home. Here is My Heart is in the East by Dan Nichols on Jewish Rock Radio, the official home of Jewish Rock.
Staring into a brand new day. my heart is in the east. 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 My heart is in. Still be dreaming that I'm coming home to you.
That was My Heart is in the East by Dan Nichols off his album My Heart is in the East. I'm your host, Jacob Spy Krause, that's me, and you, that's you, are listening to Jewish Holiday Remix here on Jewish Rock Radio. We have time for one more song. So we talked a little bit about the Tu B'Shvat Seder that was created by the Kabbalists of Sfat in the 16th century. So the Seder is centered around four spiritual realms, each one bringing us closer to spiritual perfection. These realms are represented by the fruits we eat at the Seder, right? We talked about fruits with an inedible exterior, but an edible interior, like oranges, and about how the action, the physical action that we need to take to get to the nourishment in the center is representative of Tikkun Olam and helping to repair the world. In the second part of the Seder, we swap that. We eat fruits with an edible exterior, but an inedible interior. Stay with me. Those are fruits that have cores or pits, you know, like plums, apricots, dates. They represent the second world, Yetzirah, formation, which focuses on what's inside. What is our inner core that makes us strong? Where do we hold our creativity, our formation? Each one of us has our own unique voice, sings songwriter Nick May in his anthem, Be Heard. It's a song about finding your inner core, your inner voice, and making sure the world knows who you are inside. Recognize that every person has a core, the seed of our life and our energy, and every person's core is different, but every person's core is a source of strength. And as the outer fruit of Yetzirah is edible, what is it that lives at our core that lessens our need for the defensive walls of the realms that came before? As we continue our spiritual journey towards Briyah, thought, during the Seder, we transition to fruits that are entirely edible throughout. So how do we turn our inedible pits into something more? How do we take the next step towards spiritual perfection? By becoming transparent. The same, inside and outside. And the way you do that is by sharing your inner voice, our inner cores, with the world. Here is Be Heard by Nick May on Jewish Rock Radio, the official home of Jewish rock.
Each one of us has our own unique voice, but some of us don't have another choice. Stay inside, never to be heard. They're cut off from the world. This is a message to all those out there. Throw your voice out there to the world. This is a message to all those out there. Throw your voice out there to be heard. I know it's rough to feel like you're alone, and you know it's rough to feel like you've got no one. This is a
message to all those out there. Throw your voice out there to the world. This is a message to all those out there.
Was Be Heard by Nick May off his album Be Heard. I'm your host, Jacob Spike Krause, and that's it for Jewish Holiday Remix, episode one, y'all. It was, let me tell you, a real privilege for me to be able to dive into some of the themes of Tu B'Shvat and share them with you all. You can stream the latest episode of Jewish Holiday Remix and learn more about the artists featured on this show by visiting jewishrockradio.com/showtimes. And while you're at it, make sure to follow Jewish Rock Radio on Facebook and Twitter. Don't change that dial. Stay tuned to Jewish Rock Radio, the official home of Jewish rock. Later, y'all.